You there?
I'm here.
All right. Yeah, so I have speakerphone now again that I got Dad's phone.
Very good.
Hold up.
Yeah, I don't have a speakerphone. Anyway, it's not good.
Okay, so this is how it's going to start. You know, did I tell you what the project was about?
Refresh my memory. You did send me a lengthy email.
Well, it's supposed to be about, it's called Date of Birth. It's supposed to be all about, well, let me read you what he wrote to us.
Oh yeah, that's better.
Okay. This is a research project on the day I was born. The aim is to figure out what world I was born into, what happened that day, besides the beginning of my life, what other news events occurred, local, national, or global, what music was playing on the radio, what was popular on national television, what was in fashion, what was the weather like, what star constellation was I born under, which celebrities were born on that day, blah, blah, blah. But also, who was there when you were born, were there older brothers and sisters, were born in a hospital. So yeah, it's all about either like what's going on a very small scale, like just within our lives and stuff like that, and what was going on in the greater planet, I guess. And when this is all said and done, I'm assuming we're going to be trying to like communicate it graphically and compile it in some sort of book or something like that. So I have to do a lot of my own research and generate a lot of my own content.
My cousin Angela had done your horoscope chart. I had that book, and it's in the mess in the basement, when what star you were born under and all that stuff.
Yeah?
They had done your horoscope, yeah.
All right, let me start with my first question, okay?
Okay.
First thing is, give me a brief narrative of December 15th, 1988. What really sticks out in your mind?
Pain? I'm sorry, yeah.
Start from the beginning.
What?
I said start from the beginning, the whole day.
Alright, the whole day?
Yeah.
Okay. I remember that I got up, so I was, you know, like, okay, come on, you were 2 weeks late, when is this baby going to, you know, show up? It took me a whole week to trim the Christmas tree, and I remember walking over with my really, really big belly. Trust me, that was one big belly. And I hung up the, you know, last bulb on the Christmas tree. And a nosy neighbor, Pearl, next door, called, "Now, no, you're still there?" And I was like, yes, I'm still here. I mean, I was just at the doctor's the day before. And, you know, the irony, because I went into preterm labor 7 months, and I went into labor like 7 times before you were born at preterm labor. So now I'm 2 weeks late, and this is like, oh, guys, I'm not so ready. And I was a Wednesday night, and Wise Guy, my favorite show, was on. Woo, starring Ken Waltz. And that was a mob show. It was great. Just love Ken Waltz. And so I, you know, sat down. And all of a sudden, that was like the beginning of a TV show. I got this pain like I never knew in my life. And I screamed, okay, yeah, this is it. So, you saw the tiny, breathe. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Wait, what did he say? What did he do? What did he do?
I never told me to breathe. Meanwhile, I'm having pain like I've never had in my life. And he's telling me, breathe. Like the breathing from the Lamaze class, but regretfully, I never got to go because I had signed up, but because I was on bed rest, I never got to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I was flat on my back, right? So we went to the hospital, and let's see. Right away, first they were going to do a C-section on me instantly.
Really? How come they decided to do it so quick?
And then, as soon as I walked in, I was like, Vinnie Barbarino on Welcome Back, Carter. I mean, I was screaming. You know, I hear this, you're supposed to be, you know, taking this breath, and it's such bullshit, you know, because it's such a bunch of bullshit. I don't see how that can help, that kind of pain, you know?
Yeah.
And then they... It was a very frightening experience because I think, you know, every mother is worried that you're going to have a healthy baby. And that was basically, you know, I was scared. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what to expect. I was very frightened. They hooked me up to, you know, monitors, and they brought me up into the labor ward, and you hear these women screaming like a medieval torture. And your father's like, "What's that noise?" And the doctor's like, "The women are giving birth. That's what that noise is." And then they put a, it's so weird. I felt like a turkey being basted. because they literally go to me, "Well, we have to break the water." They broke my water. They wrapped my legs around my neck, around my head, but I never knew my legs to go. And then they said, it was scary because I was in labor for 24 hours. I said, "We have to make certain he's not retarded." And they poked your head 3 times to draw blood out of it.
Oh my God.
And I'm the whole time, all I did, I understood why and how women died during childbirth, because it is a very, very painful, the whole time I just held on to the handrail and just prayed. And when I heard that, I was like, you know, because that's all I cared about is, "God, let me have a healthy baby." That's all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing this, I'm getting really scared. And after all I went through to keep you for 9 months, I mean, the back and forth business from the hospital, yeah. I was totally petrified. And then I asked for it at 2 a.m. I booked Dennis, and I said, "Shit." I said, "You know, give me an epidural. This is ridiculous." You know, mm-hmm. So they did. And then finally they came around and said, "You were too big for me."
Yeah.
So exactly 24 hours later, which really irritated me, because, you know, I had been at the doctor, which is about every other day. I was there the day before. I mean, they knew that. They said to me, "You're going to have between an 8 and a 9 pound baby."
Mm-hmm.
And they knew that.
Yeah, right.
So they should have just scheduled me for a C-section, and they should have said, "Okay, she's tiny." No. And later on, I read that there's a law that if they cut you open before 24 hours for cesarean, you can sue them. So, yeah, 24 hours on the nose, and then they dragged me in, and they knifed me, and I said, "I feel everything." And they said, "Well, we're sorry, it's too late." And I looked at the doctor, I said, "You're left-handed." I felt him slice me open.
Yeah.
I felt them say, "Pull my intestines out." Okay? I literally, it was amazing, and then they yanked you out.
Yeah.
And your father started to cry and said, "It's a boy, it's a boy." You know, he goes, "Oh, baby looks creepy. It's a boy, it's a boy." He was in tears and he said, "He's got balls," quote unquote, excuse my language. And then I passed out.
Yeah.
See, I never got to see you. I never did. I just passed out.
Mm-hmm.
So 7 hours later, they wheeled you in. And you were just so gorgeous, and I looked at you and I thought you were a mistake. Because I wasn't expecting a blonde hair, blue-eyed baby. I just, you know, a brunette baby.
Yeah.
And I'm like, were you there? Did they switch babies? Because at that time, Knots Landing, a serial was on, it was a soap, and on the show, they actually did switch babies.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually on, and then I picked you up, and it was the happiest moment of my life. It was so weird, because like the whole time, like, you were in my belly, like I talked to you, I knew you, even though I didn't know you, and I, you know, you bond with your baby.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to you, and then it was like when I picked you up, it was like you knew me, I knew you. It was so weird, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you went, you looked at that, and we called you Mr. Aha. Then you had, you were 8 pounds, 5 ounces, 21 inches. I was a typical neurotic, very neurotic mother.
Yeah?
Yeah, crazy is more like it. I mean, you can't blame me. There were seven in a room and next door to in New York Hospital. And my father was too cheap to pay for me to get a private or semi-private room. Anyway, next to me was this drug addict, this junkie. And it was just grossed me out that the nurses, like, you know, because there's all that blood involved, you know, having to share the baby, and then the nurse would come around and pick one baby up, and then I caught the nurse, pick up one baby, wash the baby, set the same gloves on.
Ew.
She, you know, picked up the other baby, and I started yelling at her, because then she went to wash you.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I yelled at her, you know, I mean, I bugged out. And
yeah.
Then, like, I nursed you, so I remember one night, like, I told him, I said, just please give him a bottle, because, you know, I needed to sleep, you know, I was real tired, and I woke up, and there she had you, like, a stack of potatoes, they tell you, the bottle stuck, and I'm like, give me my baby, like, grabbed you, you know, and that was it.
Yeah. Hey Ma, hold up one sec. I have to play this.
What?
I have to play this back and make sure the audio is good.
Oh no!
Give me like 10 seconds, okay?
Wait a minute. You have to. People have to hear this?
No, no one's gonna hear it. I just need to write it down.
All right. So what should I do now?
Just wait like 5 seconds.
All right.
Okay. So next question. You ready?
Yeah. Uh huh.
I have to ask you, how would you characterize the late 80s? What were people scared of and what were they excited about?
People were scared in the late 80s. Market, the Black Tuesday, the market crash. We're afraid of losing our shoulder pads.
You didn't pay attention to the news or anything?
What?
You didn't pay attention to the news in the late 80s?
All I did was, no, be a 24/7 mommy.
Yeah?
All I did was have fun with you.
Okay, let me ask you a different question.
Yeah.
Okay, do you wish you had me earlier or later or it doesn't matter?
I wish I had you earlier, you know, when I had more energy.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Not because of the time period I was born in or anything?
Oh, hell no.
No?
Nah.
You're totally fine with having me in 1988?
Children are a blessing from God. You take them and they're very happy to have you. 1988, 1888, any year, especially you.
Okay.
Sweetheart.
I have to ask you about who I was named after.
You're named after my father.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Michael, just because it worked.
No other reason?
None whatsoever.
Tell me the story.
I liked the name Michael, and it worked with George and Brower and the initials. I spent a lot of time.
No external force? No pop culture reference or anything?
Well, there was a little, that's for sure. I mean, George Michael was big at the time. I always liked George Michael. Not such that he was half Greek. He is half Greek.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What's his real name? It's something ridiculous.
Certain... I don't know. I really don't know. He's actually...
You know what island he's from? You know where he's from?
He's British. He's English.
Oh, what about his family? You don't know what part of Greece they're from?
I believe they're from Cyprus, I believe. I may not be sure about that, but yeah, I guess you could say he had an influence along with those shoulder pads, the short hair, big earrings, tight leggings.
Yeah. Tell me about the dream you had with the Bapu's grave.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know what to name you, and I was so asleep one night with a baby book, and then I had a dream, and I saw Bapu's grave had tombstone, and I heard a voice, and all I saw was George written on it. I heard a voice say, name the baby George, and I woke up. And right before you were born, Yaya had a dream of Bob Poole, and he said, give me a kiss, I'm being named after. She did. She saw that dream.
Yeah.
My mother, yeah, said, oh, you can have a boy, but I knew that from the get-go. I knew that the day one.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I was pregnant with you the day after. I'm telling you, I knew I was pregnant before I went to the doctor.
Yeah. Okay, so I need to ask some other basic questions. What was the name of the hospital I was born in?
New York Hospital on East 68th Street.
New York Hospital on East. And what was the name of the doctor that delivered me?
Dr. J. Milton Hudson.
Dr. J. Milton Hudson?
Yeah.
What was he like?
6 feet tall and had these long hands.
He looked like a bearded hippie. Did he say anything to you that sticks out in your mind?
Yes. He said that I was a total lady in labor and he had never seen anything like it.
A total lady?
Yes, in other words, me, of all people, I did not curse once. Me.
I don't believe that.
I am not lying. He said he had never seen anyone I'd be such a lady. Quote, unquote.
Yeah.
He told me, congratulations, you've had the entire tour of the OBGYN experience, because it was just, anyway.
Do you remember, what was big on, on TV back then that people watched? What did you watch on TV besides the
show? Golden Girls, Wise Guy.
Yeah, Wise Guy.
Jen Wall, Moonlighting? Moonlighting.
Mm-hmm.
With Sybil Shepherd and Bruce Willis.
Yeah. What about what about music?
Your 80s. I was so into mommy-ness that I lost my identity.
You're so into
what?
So into mommy-ness that you lost your identity?
Yeah, it was like I had no life.
Really?
Yeah, it was just.
Alright, I think I'm almost done. What else? Do you remember what the weather was like that day?
Yeah, it was cold, dry.
Cold, dry. Okay, oh, my last question. How much did I weigh?
8 pounds, 5 ounces.
8 pounds, 5 ounces. And how long was I, do you remember?
21 inches.
Do you remember what time I was born?
You were born at 10 o'clock in the morning, even though they wrote 10:30 on your birth certificate, because I remember looking at the clock.
Yeah? You were looking at the clock, but they had you all epiduraled up.
What?
I thought they had you all drugged up.
I wasn't drugged up. If you recall, I had a cesarean without an epidural. My medication had worn off, and they wouldn't do anything for me.
Yeah?
I was not drugged up, poor mother. One of the reasons why I never had another baby. Did you after that?
No, probably not. Then again, I don't think I'm capable in the first place.
That's right. Too lucky.
Okay, so how long were you in the hospital before I came home?
6 days.
Six fucking days? Wow.
For 7 days, yeah.
Jesus. What'd you do all that time?
What did I do?
Yeah.
Laid there, you know, they lay there in pain, they bring the baby, you know, you take care of the babies. They had the hospital policy then was that they leave the baby with you like all day. Next to you, they take care of the baby itself.
That's cool. Did anyone come to visit in the hospital?
Everybody came. The Broward tribe came. swooping down.
Yeah?
It was so happy. Nora came with the kids, and it wouldn't let the kids in.
Yeah.
And Nora was really upset. The kids were really upset. They wanted to come in the room. And Nancy came. Of course, Yaya was there.
Yeah.
You know that.
I do. Uh-huh. Oh, well, I think that's all my questions, Mom.
Yep. I'm ready to lose it here.
Is there anything else you want to put ad in? I might probably call you to do a second one sometime in the future when I think of more stuff to ask.
Yeah, anytime.
But there's anything
else? I don't know. It's like you asked me questions about what was going on in the, you know, like the economy. Like I said, I was just like into being a mom. I had a little kid, and that was it. You know, I had that tunnel vision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where was Dad working then?
Where?
Yeah.
Chrysler.
Chrysler?
Yeah, Capital Corp. And I remember you got a ton of gifts.
Yeah?
You got a ton of gifts, flowers, clothing.
Yeah.
It was just unbelievable how much stuff people said. I've never seen anything like it.
Did they give you time off? Did they give him time off from work or whatever?
Trying to think. He was too cheap to hire a nursemaid.
Mm-hmm.
So Yaya came over every day and helped. I think he took 2 weeks off.
Yeah?
Yeah, I believe so. Cuckoo. He took the banister down, I told you, when I was pregnant and wouldn't put it back up.
The banister?
There I was home. Did I ever tell you that story?
No.
This crazy and this crazy OCD, right? The house has this ugly wrought iron banister, so he decides to take it down.
Yeah.
And then nothing gets put back up. So I came home with you, with the cesarean, and I used to have to go down the stairs on my butt in the morning. Because he wouldn't put the banister up just as a temporary fix. Alright?
Yeah.
Does that tell you a little something there?
That he's... What does it tell me? I don't know.
Would you let your wife go up and down the staircase with a newborn after having a C-section without a banister?
I wouldn't, no.
No, okay. There, I rest my case. George, I'm really fucking pissed off at this plumber. The fuck is he gonna leave me here with that? I might all shut the tape off. Did you shut the tape off?
No, I didn't.
I'm really starting to lose it now. You know, I'm not nice right now. I'm really upset. Now what am I gonna do? Call another plumber in?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm ready with my hair. I have so much to do today. I don't have time for this bull.
What happened?
I have to make money. I'll tell you, I've been so tired, you know, from working so much. The last couple of days I've been sleeping. I have a ton of paperwork. The IRS is after me. It's a torture. I thought I should do torture this place.
Ma, what plumber did Yaya used to have? What plumber did Yaya used to have?
He's a ripoff guy, and if I call him back, I'm gonna have egg on my face. And the one that I called, he's another ripoff artist. I told you, three of them wanted $400 till the cold season came. Then they upped it to $800.
Yeah.
Like this guy was telling me, you know, he was gonna, you know, charge me $175 for the, you know, install the washer, and then he's like, well, I want, you know, another $50 more. I'm like, you know, no problem. He was here 6 hours yesterday. Where the fuck are you now?
Yeah.
And he's not getting any. I'm ready to lose it, but then again, this is totally out of my control. Thank God Steve isn't in the house.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
At least he, weirdo, went to Ipanema.
Where'd he go?
To go be with his wife. Thank God he's not here. I just have Janet.
You know that dickhead would try to take matters into his own hands. He'd fucking take out the toilet himself and try to install hot water or whatever.
What?
You know he'd try to do it himself, right?
I'm sorry?
I said he'd try to do it himself or some shit. That guy's such an asshole.
I'm gonna not to call back is what's got me.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, bro.
Pick up the phone.
What did Tony say?
To call back.
What did Tony say?
I didn't tell him.
No.
I didn't say anything.
Hmm. I'm sure he'll call back.
I don't know. I'm not gonna get sick of it. Worst comes to worst, I'm just gonna have to call. Water tank, what to do with it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not too tough. I'm sure you just fucking forgot to turn some switch back on or something.
I'm afraid to turn it, the pilot light's off. I'm afraid to touch it. I don't need that thing blowing up in my face.
Well, at least you'd get a chance, you'd have a good excuse to get a new stove.
No, I'm saying the burner downstairs, the hot water tank.
Oh yeah, that would be bad if that blew up, that would be bad.
He's not getting any more work in here, that's it.
Yeah, fuck this guy.
No. Right. I don't mean this is an aggravation.
Yeah.
I have such agita, I'm so far behind, you have no idea, I'm sorry, George.
Yeah.
I love you. How else did your pants turn up?
My pants did turn up. The fucking bitch left them in the closet. I knew she misplaced them. I didn't tell her anything.
Do you want laundry?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, that's a great...
Do you want laundry?
That's a great idea.
Well, listen. She shouldn't be doing your laundry anyway. You're 19.
Wait, what? The maid's gonna come? Shit. Yeah, my classes have been going really good too, Ma. They look like a lot of fun.
Good. What's your schedule like so far?
My schedule is fucking incredible. I don't have class before 2 p.m. any day, ever.
Uh-huh.
And I just pretty much have it from 2 to 5 every day, and no class on Friday.
So you have no class on Friday, but every day 2 to 5?
Yeah.
That's great.
I know, it's so nice.
3-day weekend, huh?
Yeah, and I don't have shit to do today, so I'm just like, I really don't have anything to do until Monday. I don't have any homework or anything.
Oh, that's one lucky you. Rest, relax, that's great.
Yeah, I gotta type up this conversation, though.
Oh, please.
I'll be gentle.
Please be gentle. As long as no one has to, hear it back. I don't know. Does it sound too self-absorbed?
You're fucking pregnant. You're allowed to be self-absorbed.
Well, I was the only global issue I was concerned with was a global, not belly. That is it.
From a global standpoint.
Nothing else, there. Nothing going on. That was all I gave a shit about. That was it. Period. Finished. Yeah.
All right, Mom. I'm out of here. I gotta get going, okay?
All right. I love you.
Love
Bye.
You, too.